ප්‍රජානන්ති මාන මූලා මානසින් තනුමාස්තතම් පරම භාව මජානන්ත මම භූත මහේස්තරම් සා ලාක්ෂණසේ සද මූලා මූලාමින් විපුලි just like animals or less than animals and ass these called murha so avajananti avajananti means virai virai that means that any person who does not believe in God he must be either a madman or a foolish number one any person who does not believe in God. There is no reason that we cannot believe in God. That is every reason. So, suppose if you are saying that I don't believe in God, but who has given you this power to say that I don't believe in God? You are speaking, I don't believe in God. But as soon as there is something, you cannot speak, everything stops. So who has given you this speaking power that is there to say that I don't believe in God? Could you not think that how I am speaking? Who has given me this power? You mean to say that this speaking power has come automatically from the stone? His body is just like as good as stone. As soon as this speaking power is withdrawn by the supreme authority, you are as good as stone, this body. What is the meaning of this body? So who has given you this speaking power that you are now denying, that I don't believe in God? Therefore, if an atheist or an unbeliever, he must be a first-class policeman. There is no other reason that one can deny the existence of God. It is very simple. So who has given you the power to talk, and who, if he withdraws the power from you, then what is your value? How can you boldly say that I don't believe in God? This very power of speaking is a proof that there is the greatest authority who gives you everything. Therefore, the Krishna conscious person, he knows that everything whatever I have got, it is not mine, under my control. The controller is different. I'm simply using I'm talking, this is my hand. I'm working. But if the power of working is immediately withdrawn, it is paralyzed. Have you got any power to revive the working power of this hand? No. You have not. One hand will work, another hand will stop. Who stops? So these things have to be stopped. So how can I deny? There is something. If I don't believe in God, but I must believe some power beyond me, which is controlling me every step. So I may call you God or anything, nature, and there is a controlling power. You have to achieve. How can you deny it? That's for anyone who denies the existence of God. He's a foolish man. He's not very intelligent. No intelligent man is denied. The Krishna says, avajananti manam mūḥa. Manasim tunumat. Krishna is saying here, because you are present on this earth, just like a human being with some supernatural power. Mostly 99% of people say, could not recognize that he is the supreme power, supreme personality of God. Param bhava majan. Because they have no eyes to see. Whereas, how we can recognize God? Some supernatural power, evidence of authority, scriptural evidence, these things are required. So far Krishna is concerned, every authority has accepted him as God. And when he was present, his activities were superhuman. And from the evidence of Vedic literature, he is God. Then, in spite of all these evidences, if you don't believe him, then it must be considered the asiri part. But I shall not believe whatever evidence you give and whatever activities you may show, I will never believe God. Then there is a helpless. Savajananti mahamudha manasi sunumasi. Besides that, one must have the eyes to see God also. God cannot be seen without imperfect senses. So the whole bhakti process, bhakti yoga, is the process of purifying the senses to test. So understand what is God, what is spirit, what is soul. It requires Yagopadhitiminmattam tatparatrinaminmanam anupillena krishnanasinam bhakti yuttama. And in the Narada Panchadatra, Sabupadhivinirmattam tatparattena nirmanam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti vishyate. Simply, this bhakti yoga is the process of purifying. As soon as you purify your power of seeing, power of hearing, power of tasting, power of touching, all these we have got our senses to taste, to acquire knowledge, but if the senses are blurred, then we cannot understand what is God. But therefore, it requires a regulative principle to understand what is God. That regulative principle must be undertaken. And the most easiest regulative principle is the chanting of Hari. If you regularly chant, with devotion, without any offense, then this very simple process will help you to purify your senses and you will appreciate presence of God and God consciousness, Krishna consciousness is developing. The param bhavam ajanta homo bhuta mahitra. People, they do not know what is the inconceivable power and potency of God. Therefore, they think God might be somebody like me. They cannot understand. Mughasa mughakarmano mughakyana vichetata rakhasim asarim chaiva prakitim nihilistrita. So, why they cannot understand? So, mughasa. Mughasa means whatever they are aspiring, whatever they are desiring, that will be baffled. Mughasa. That's the karmi. Karmi means the creative actor. They are always hoping something better. There is no limit where they are. So much money, so much bank balance, so much money, so much things. So, Mughasa means they are hoping to be very happy at a certain point. But that point never comes. That point never comes. Mughasa. This means Mughasa. Because he does not know what is the ultimate point of my satisfaction. Nati vidu sarthagatim hi vishnu kura sayadi bhajirat samani. People, they do not know who are, enamored by the external beauty of the illusory material energy. They cannot understand that what is the end and objective of life. They cannot understand. That's what mogha-sa. Mogha-karmana. Mogha-karmana means fruitless, baffled. Whatever they are doing, doing something, but at the end they find it is frustration. They are not happy. Take for example, we have practical experience in India. Mahatma Gandhi, he was a great worker for national emancipation. You have heard his name. But at the end, he was so much disgusted that I have seen personally, wherever he used to go, he used to plug his ears like this. Why? Now, wherever he go, thousands of people will gather and will cry, Mahatma Gandhi ki jai. So the poor fellow could not sleep in. The person, as soon as there is some sense that Mahatma Gandhi is coming here, at least 5,000 people will gather and will cry, Mahatma Gandhi. This, at the last stage of his life, he could not sleep due to his cry. And he was so much disgusted the very morning when he was assassinated. He was killed by bullet shot. He said to his secretary, I'm so much disgusted, I wish to die. You see, this very word was published in the paper. Now see, such a big worker, such a sincere worker, and a thing. He fell backwards and wants to speak of others. The mogha karma. Unless we become Krishna conscious, then all our activities will be in battle at the end. Take it. What Krishna is saying, not an ordinary person like me, Krishna, mogha-sa mogha-karma. Mogha-jnana. Mogha-jnana. Jnana means research of knowledge. Philosophical speculation. Without Krishna consciousness, without this definite point, now, if you have got sufficient knowledge, if you have such power for research, now here is the point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Now, make research work whether Krishna is not God. Then your research work will be sufficient. But without any point of aim, without any objective, what is this? Thousands of years, simply speculating. Panthasu koti satavasya samprangamma, vayu rathapi manasu manipangavana, yappa sappasya japrabhadati na avitintatati, govindamadi purisantamaham mahyani. Govinda, disciplined Lord, is so vast that you cannot reach it by your mental speculation. Panthasi koti vasa sata vasa. Koti means 10 million. And koti sata vasa. Similarly, millions and millions of years with the seed of air and with the seed of mind, if you proceed to speculate, to understand the Supreme, that is not possible. That is not possible. So many speculators at the present moment or in the past, speculating, they never reach the point. There is not a single instance that they have reached the point. So this speculation process will also not help. Mogha-sa, mogha-karmana, mogha-vicheta-saha. Vicheta-saha means the builder. That God cannot be perceived by your own endeavor unless God reveals before you. Vichetasa means build. Just like if you want to see the sun, can you see the sun just at this time, all over darkness? Have you got any machine or any apparatus or any searchlight? You can show me sun? No. It is not possible. See, if you cannot see at night, later on endeavor, even a material thing like sun, do things, will say that by your own endeavor you will see God. How it is possible? As the sun reveals in the morning at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. Similarly, when the sun, Krishna, is revealed before you, then you will understand. You cannot find out Krishna or understand Krishna by your own endeavor. Now that process is Krishna consciousness. Sarvadhanman parikrajimamita. Feel the confidence. Tesam satatujuttanang bhajatang priti purvata. Those who are taking this life with faith and love, always engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. Buddhi yogamudanamitam. Then from within, Krishna is within you. I have no realization. Due to my material conception of life, I have no realization. So you have to realize that Krishna is there. And you have to purify yourself by service attitude. Then Krishna will be, will see as well. Moga samogo karmano mogo. Because rakshasi masarin jaiva prakitin mohi. Rakshasi. Rakshasi means those who are atheists, they are called rakshas. Rakshas and asura. Asura, they are always against God. They are called asura. And rakshas means they don't believe in God. That rakshasi asarin jaiva prakitin. Why that? The Mohini Prakriti, yes, built there by this illusory material energy. That they think this is us. And this life, there is not no God. There is no life. Let us enjoy as far as possible. Squeeze out the extract of this matter. Squeezing the door, that frustration. That's it, Mohasa. Backwards, in every respect, squeezing, to take a sense of this material pleasure. That backwards, but backwards. Don't you see this practically? So much money, so much have earned, they go to enjoy $50,000, $100,000. Squeezing, and do not find any place. Simply squeezing, squeezing. Mohasa, Mohasa. That is not the process to find out real pleasure. If you have to find out real pleasure, then you have to test to the Krishna consciousness. You have to be trained up in this Krishna consciousness. Then you have to change your habits in this way. You will find Ananta. Ramante Yogina Ananta. Unlimited happiness. Which will never end. Never end. Namante yogna anante. Satyanam. That is real happiness. That does not end. Don't you see? Is there happiness in the material world, in your sense enjoyment, which does not end? It begins and ends. Say for 2 minutes or 2 hours. The real happiness has no end. That is real. That you have to search. And for which you have to undertake some voluntary payment. You have been just trying to get the unlimited happiness and you are not prepared to sacrifice anything. What is that sacrifice? You have to sacrifice little time. Come here. And here, this Bhagavad Gita and chant Gita. Is it very great sacrifice? And we learn everything. Just to sacrifice little time. In former days, they used to sacrifice their whole life for realizing self-realization. Deva Mrinda Viyam. In the Bengals, great saintly persons, they sacrifice everything, is still they are unsuccessful. You see? Now for this age, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given you so much easy process for God realization, there is no compulsion. Simply to sacrifice little stuff. Sravana, simply here. You haven't got to pay any charges. Sravana, simply you have to sit down a little patiently and hear. You realize. It is such a nice thing. Lord Chaitanya therefore recommended this process. In these days, no process will help you for self-realization. But this process, Kane Sita Sutigatam Sanumanamanogi, is to be situated in whatever position you are. It doesn't matter. We are not going to inquire what you are you a businessman, engineer, doctor, or police, or intelligent, or educated, non-educated, black, white. There is no question. No question. The only thing is, the sthane sthita suti gatam. Suti gatam means, suti means the oral reception. We have to receive this word. Little submissive. Namantai. Don't think yourself that you are a man of knowledge. Because our knowledge is very limited. So you should not be fucked up with false thinking that I am very learned man. No. Just become a little gentle and submissive and hear these messages from Krishna. Sthane sthita suti gatam tanuvam manovi. Tanu, tanu means your body, and vaan means your word, and mana means mind. Just try to adjust your mind, your body, your word. And here is Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by the Supreme Lord. And put your argument, put your reasons, whatever you have thought, don't accept it blindly and think over it, and then you see what is the reason. It is the dark cushion. But in spite of all these facilities, the Lord says, the rakhasin masurin chayva. Those are rakhas. Rakhas means and almost man-eaters. Rakhas are called man-eaters. More than pagans. They, for their self-satisfaction, they can eat even their own son. That is rakhas. No sir. My sense gratification should be satisfied. Never mind. You go to hell. This is the age. He creates a machine and everyone comes and becomes smashed in that machine and my sense satisfaction. Yeah. Although I never be happy by that self-satisfaction. This is greatness. You can know this world is now managed by the rakhas. Rakhas. They don't mind what is happening. They are prepared to sacrifice everything for fulfilling their sincere nonsense. That's a rakhas. Rāpasa sāsarin teva prakiti mani. Why they are very much enamored by the material beauty. Not beauty, material civility. So they cannot understand. It's very difficult for them. They cannot understand. And they will never try to understand. Because they are rāpasa. Then, who will understand? God. Mahatma Nastman Pratva Devi Pratiti Nastitaha Vajanti Anandana. So, Yasta Bhutadi Mabhayam. And here, those are Mahatma. Mahatma means one who has enlarged his heart. Enlarged his heart. Everything belongs to God. I also belong to God. He is Mahatma. Mahatma is to man karta. My dear Raju, these Mahatmas, they are not in under the control of this material nature. One who can think that everything belongs to God, and I also belong to God, therefore, the Supreme Proprietor is God, everything should be engaged in His service. This is the qualification of Mahatma. Brother, God is great, and His heart is also has become great for serving the great. He is Mahatma. Mahatma not his stand. A political leader, Mahatma. Don't misunderstand. I stand you, Mahatma, by Ghosh. And you become God, you become Mahatma. But these are not accepted in Bhagavad Gita. Mahatma's description is there. The Mahatmanas to Mahantartha. Daily Prakriti Mahasrita. He has taken the shelter of the superior spiritual energy. As I discussed many times, God has got many energies. Parasa sakti vividhaivasya. There are unlimited energies, different varieties of energy. Out of that, those who are in the knowledge, they have divided the whole energy into three divisions. What is that? Material energy, spiritual energy, and marginal. This material energy we have seen, and the spiritual energy now we have no knowledge. But the marginal energy, something spirit, something matter, that we are. We live in entity. I am as I am spirit, but I am mixed up with this matter. Therefore I am marginal energy. Between spirit and matter. I am combination of spirit and matter. As soon as I am spirit, I am away from this matter. This body becomes matter. That's the work, that's the fear. Yes. So, those who are Mahatma, they have to take shelter of the spiritual energy. Of course, for God, every energy is His energy, therefore He has no distinction what is spirit and what is matter. But for me, because I am in marginal energy, I have to make distinction that this is spirit, this is matter. So, Mahatma, those who have broadened their heart for becoming Krishna conscious or devoting himself for the service of the great, just like to what a government servant, important government servant, he also becomes important. Similarly, God is great, and when you are engaged in His service, you become great. You become great. That is to call Mahatma. So, as soon as you take shelter of the spiritual energy of the Supreme Lord, at once you become Mahatma. Mahatmanas tu mahantrātya devī prakriti mahasrita. And suppose now I was identified with the greatness of the Supreme. Aham brahmasmi. This Vedic word is called Aham brahmasmi. I am Brahma. But simply being part of Aham Brahma, I become God. That is another rakshasi. Another misleading. Here it is said that if you have become Brahma, then you must show your activities in Brahma. Because you are spirit, you are not inactive. To become Brahma does not mean that I become inactive. Oh, in matter I am so much active because I am Brahma. Although I am contaminated with matter, still I am so active. And when I am purified from matter, you mean to say my activity stops? What is this reason? By nature I am active. By nature, because I am spirit, by nature I am active. And my activities are exhibited in and contaminated with this matter. And when you become purified from matter, you think you shall be silent? Is there any reason? So to become Brahma does not mean to become void. No. To become Brahma means superior energy. With superior energy, we have to work with superior endeavor and superior energy and superior position. And that will be taught in the next life. Bhajanti Yanannamana. So, one who has become Mahatma, his symptom is that he is fully engaged in the loving transcendental service of Krishna. He is Mahatma. How can he stop activity? Bhajanti Yanannamana. So, Yatta Bhutadimabhya. Why does he engage in that way? Because he understands that if service has to be rendered, it is to Krishna and nobody else. I have so long served my senses. Now I shall serve Krishna, the propagator of this. That is karma. You cannot stop your service because you are meant for service. Can you show anybody within this meeting, anybody who does not serve? Is there anybody who does not serve anybody? You go outside, ask hundreds and thousands of people that don't you serve anybody? You go to the president, Johnson, ask him, don't you serve anybody? Yes, I'm serving the country. So who is out of service? Nobody is out of service. But he's serving the illusion. And as soon as he starts the Supreme, he becomes Mahatma. Service you cannot stop. But you have to stop your service to the mountain. But you have to give service to the deity. Then you become Mahatma. Mahatma to Mahatma. Daini Prakriti Mahatma. They are under the influence of the spiritual energy. They are no longer under the control of this material energy. So, Mahatma-nusthamantat-devi-pratiti-mahasita Hajanti anannamanasu gyastra-bhuta-vadimabhyam. He transfers his service potency to the Supreme instead of serving this fall. Instead of becoming baffled. Always. He wants to make some effort in his life by serving the Supreme. And how does service begin? Now, that is also stated here, you see. Satatam kirtantam maam jatam tasadhyam. This kirtan, always chanting, glorifying. This is the beginning of Mahatma. So you come here, chant, become Mahatma. Thank you.